Dr. Garlock, a vessel has entered the Mercury Inclusion Zone.
A dream ship, Captain.
The drive signature is plasma-driven, but there are other conflicting signals. It does not conform to recognized specifications.
Is it heading for us?
No, sir. On its current trajectory, its destination is the planet Earth.
Ah. To my knowledge, there is only one ship recorded with such modifications. The Earth ship Anastasia.
The criminal, Colonel Dare.
Indeed.
Then the Supreme Leader must be informed.
No doubt he is already aware, Captain, and will be taking appropriate action.
Dan Dare, Marooned on Mercury. Dramatized for radio by Mark Platt.
Digby, what are you doing up? This is Peabody's watch.
She's been working. I'll let her sleep in.
Oh, I'm sure she'll appreciate that.
It's okay. I'm on my fourth crossword already.
I'm more of a Sudoku man myself. You can see Mercury better now. I guess this is as close as we get.
Not much of a view. Not with it punch-holed against the sun.
Course correction. Estimated time to home destination, 8 hours, 31 minutes.
If you call that home. We go from one tin can to another.
Mm. Three down. Floral tribute at the dairy show. 9 letters. 7th letter's a C.
It's 10 months since we last touched down. Actually set foot on solid Earth. Can you remember what fresh air smells like? I can't. I want to stand outside looking at clouds. Proper grey ones. Getting soaked in the rain. Being trapped on a space station. That's not back home at all.
No choice, have we? Leastways out here, we're not in quarantine.
We're still walking time bombs, waiting for the trigger. I better check on Peabody.
Right. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, and Digby, it's Buttercup. Your clue.
Oh, of course it is. Dairy show. That's the one.
Peabody, you awake? Peabody.
Sorry, Dan. Missed my shift. Not feeling so good.
You're not well? Right. How long? Nauseous? Feverish?
All of the above.
Come on. Sit down. What can I get you? You know the medkit better than me.
No, nothing like that. It's just something self-inflicted. It'll soon pass. It has before.
Peabody? Not again. How many times have I told you not to run tests on yourself?
It's a small experiment, that's all. I have to get the virus isolated. I don't like conundrums that answer back.
So you're making yourself ill?
I'm already ill. We all are. But that virus, it's manufactured. Not organic at all. It knows I'm after it, and it dodges every time.
Crafty.
It's laughing at me. I know it is. It's programmed that way.
And I bet it has a face like the Mekon, wherever he is.
That teleport system on the Red Moon... I thought that might be useful or adaptable, acting as a screening process.
But there wasn't time. Not after Eagle Corps turned up.
No. It was just a thought. Keep trying. That's all I can do.
What the... Someone's in trouble.
Run a sweep. See if you can get a fix on it.
Already checking.
Digby, that voice. I know it.
I'm picking up an object about 100 clicks off starboard, Vector 86.
Sondar? Out here?
It's small. Could be an escape pod. He can't keep that up all night.
Better go and haul him in then. Computer? Switch docking controls to manual.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?